It's time to say good morning and welcome to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our Tuesday City Hall update. How are you today, Mayor?
I'm fine, Joe. How are you?
I'm defrosting.
Yes, indeed. It's been a cold couple of weeks.
Can't wait till winter starts.
You know, although there's supposed to warm up later this week, I guess.
It is. Thankfully, a little bit of a reprieve anyway, that's for sure.
Yeah.
My theory is that it's winter started early, so it will end early.
All right, I'm on board. That's good.
Got to keep that positive outlook, you know?
Amen.
But we are getting down to the end of the year, of course, and last night, the last city council meeting of the year took place, and a surprise visit by you, Mayor.
Yes, I want to drop in and wish a number of, obviously, councilors that were not reelected or were moving on by their own choice, wish them well and thank them for the years of service and of the collaboration we had and getting a lot of good stuff done for the city. One of the things I did mention last night was that the public sees the council meetings, but the public doesn't see all the work behind the scenes, the various meetings, phone calls, and a ton of work behind the scenes, the one-on-ones with constituents, what councils visiting constituents directly, sometimes meeting with city personnel to try to square away an issue. Their involvement at so many levels. I mean, all the various events and the nights and weekends they're out. I mean, it's very demanding, the job of being an elected official. So I did want to get out and pay them their respect and thank them for their service. So, as you know, both Ian Kane and Nina Liang chose not to run for election. And they're moving on, and others came up short. So that's how the system works. But I didn't want it to go unnoticed that, I could get on the list and talk about each of them in great depth, their involvement, some of the issues that they, and I did last night a little bit, talked a little bit, a couple of each of them, some of the major issues they were involved with or led on. So I'm grateful for their service. I wish them well, their families well, and I know each of them love the city, and I'm sure they'll each be involved in some way going forward.
Yeah, that was that. What I took away, the overriding theme was, regardless of disagreements or differences, that each of the elected officials has the best interest of the city at heart. That was kind of the overriding theme that I noticed anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
And talk a little bit also about end-of-year actions, including the setting of the new tax rates for 2026, and that was voted on and approved. And looks like the average residential increase, $551.95, or 7.6%. So how did that figure come about, Mayor?
Oh, through a lot of maneuvering, and we try every year very hard to minimize the increase on the taxpayers. And I know any increase is, for some people is not acceptable, but the way our government works in Massachusetts, local cities and towns, we depend on Prop 2.5, and every city and town goes up every year under Prop 2.5. I did notice Boston was almost 800. I haven't noticed what branches Milton's, Weymouth around us are this year, but I know last year Braintree exceeded us pretty heavily. So it's, I do remind people that in my tenure, we have left, I believe the number's around $450 million on the table. In other words, for many years when other cities and towns were taxing to the max, we were not. Now, by doing that, we don't have nearly as much in reserves as we'd like to have, but I didn't get elected to build up the reserves. I got elected to provide services and lead. So, this year was tricky with a lot of different factors, but the various votes last night were meant to bring that number down as best we could, and I think we achieved that. There's always moving parts. There's always, you've got city contracts, you get health insurance, who knows what the snow will do this year, energy costs, pension costs. There's a lot of moving parts, and it gets complicated this time of year, but I appreciate the council's swift action last night so we can get everything certified by the state and then move on.
The couple of questions I had about the appropriations. First, the reduction of $16.4 million. Where is that being reduced from, Mayor?
I'm sorry, which line? I don't have anything in front of me, Joe.
So this is an appropriation to reduce the FY26 budget by $16.4 million. Is it the debt service reduction?
So debt service was one of the items we went in. We used some bond premium money when we float and sell our bonds. We received premiums for that. Mm-hmm. So we put that aside to help us with the debt service. So that would be one of those items where we could reduce the existing budget and fill that gap in with the bond premium monies.
I see. Okay. And was there a resolution from the state pension agency regarding the bill that the city received?
A resolution? We had been negotiating with HERAC and Division of Local Services of the Department of Revenue. Fundamentally, I don't believe we should be getting a bill at all for the retirement board. We fully funded the system a few years back under the pension obligation bond. The law specifically says, they can bill us for operations and et cetera, et cetera. So we're in a little bit of a battle with the actuary, who we believe really did not do a thorough job. We brought a separate actuary in that's doing the study now, because we believe that number should be reduced dramatically if we have to pay that number. So we still got some work to do on that side. Mm-hmm. But we'll get it figured out.
Okay. And then free cash also appropriated $2 million. So does that deplete the free cash account at this point?
There's two different things here. Now, we have reserves, and then free cash would be essentially the surplus off the last fiscal year, the close of the fiscal year. So June 30th, once all the deficits are dealt with, surpluses are dealt with, you get a number, hopefully you get a number of free cash, because that's positive. So that number was used again to buy down the tax rate.
I see. So, and what is left in the reserve funds?
Oh, there's still, we still have great liquidity, and the reserve fund is still healthy. Obviously, our outside bond rating agencies would like to see us build that more, and in a ideal situation, we'd like to do that as well, but I don't want to stop doing work on infrastructure to build reserves. So, it's still healthy, and we'll continue to monitor that. Okay. We didn't touch it.
And it's appropriation of $6 million for contractual settlements. So does that fund all the union contracts now, Mayor?
Yes, so that is the number that takes care of all the... A number of them have been settled, a number of them were negotiations with. Teachers have been settled, police have been settled, a number of contracts have been settled. But yes, that's essentially reflects a 3% increase for our employees.
Okay, very good. And it was also talked a little bit last night about the Quincy 400 funding from this year and then possibly some events planned for next year. Anything you can share with us about that?
So we're closing out the year on the 400 activities. And we did want to have some seed money in there for the 250th. I know that we've been working with the Park Service, the Quincy Historical Society, Bob Damon and the team to come up with some programming to celebrate the 250th. So I don't have anything to announce today, but suffice to say there will be, it won't be as robust as the Quincy 400, but we do expect to do some programming this year. I know some of the stuff's already in the books.
Oh, very good.
As you know, the hotel tax is paid for by visitors to the city, not the residents.
Yes, and that was, $1.5 million was appropriated from that.
So correct.
Is that the total of the hotel tax, or does the city have more than that?
No, the city has more than that.
Okay. Mr. Walker did...
It comes in quarterly, Joe.
Yep.
Essentially how it works from the state. The state collects it and then distributes it back to us in a quarterly fashion.
I see. Mr. Walker did mention last night there's a study ongoing about the benefits that all the events that have been held in the city will be transferred back to the city. And he mentioned it's in the seven-figure range.
Yeah, so we were blessed to have a number of sponsors. We haven't got everything in the ticket sales and for the concerts and so forth. So, yeah, everything will be wrapped up, and that's why we got the appropriation to fill in any gaps before the finish of that, as well as we talked about putting some money in for the 250.
Sure, very good. A lot of accomplished last night for sure. A short period
yes.
of time.
Yes, busy meeting.
Indeed. Mayor, I thought we could mention just a little bit this morning about an incident involving the city's emergency management director placed on unpaid administrative leave. What was the reason for that?
Yes, he was in an and there was an incident, according to the police report, last Friday night, and regarding a domestic issue, meaning the police was called in his neighborhood, some yelling and screaming, and the alleged victim made some accusations about him and what went on. It clearly was an incident. To the extent of it, police are still investigating, but it's not something that's acceptable at all. He was a major in the Army, a lot of experience in logistics. That's why we appointed him at emergency management. Did an excellent job in that role, but I can't allow that kind of behavior by one of my department heads. So, you know, he was also using a city vehicle at the time, which was not authorized. Yes, very disappointing behavior on his part.
The department now will be who will be running it now?
Well, we'll resolve that this week.
Okay.
There is an operations person in there, so there is presence in the department. But as far as the leadership goes, we haven't made a decision yet.
Okay, very good. And we did have the menorah lighting ceremony on Sunday evening, first night of Hanukkah.
Yes, it was cold and windy and a little bit of snow.
Yes.
But yes, the Rabbi Benjamin came over and led us in a Hanukkah celebration of lighting the menorah. And about 50 people, which was a great turnout for a night like that. We're in the holiday season, and Hanukkah is one of those holidays that we do celebrate, and we're certainly grateful to our Jewish community for their participation, and the history of the Jewish community in Quincy is a pretty strong one. We set three temples, Joe,
yeah.
And so we like to work with each of the groups for diversity, and we certainly want to acknowledge and celebrate all of that diversity.
Very good. Appreciate your time as always, Mayor. Good to talk to you.
You too. Stay warm, Joe.
Yes, you too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. It's Mayor Thomas Koch. It's our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.